Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at Pluto in Capricorn. Pluto entered Capricorn on January 26, 2008, and last leaves Capricorn on November 19, 2024. One of the things you may remember is that it was 2008 when the financial crisis first became more apparent. It had been percolating for quite a while, but it became conscious and we started to become aware of what was going on. And these financial systems that are not sustainable began to collapse. And that is one of the essences of what Pluto is about, is that it is bringing the shadow to light so it can be transformed. It is about death and rebirth, regeneration, renewal, and alchemy. What is it that needs to be changed, transformed? Much like the caterpillar becoming a butterfly, it is a transformational process. And in Capricorn, the transformational process is around the structure of and the systems of our middle world reality. We could say that whatever the operating manual has been, whatever the rules have been of the current culture, whatever the perception of reality has been, that is no longer serving, that is no longer sustainable, that is no longer something that can work for the people or for the earth herself. Those things will need to die, or will need to be disassembled, or will and somehow be transformed into something new. So we will continue to see the collapse of the governments, the social structures, the economic structures, the ways that things, the political structures, the ways that things have been on the planet as Pluto as transits through Capricorn. Now, if you're a person who has planets, angles, or nodes in householder signs or in the cardinal signs of Capricorn, Cancer, Aries, or Libra, at some point, either you have been through a Pluto cycle or you are going to go through a Pluto cycle between January 26th of 2008 and November 19th of 2024. So that means then you will be on the leading edge of this transformational process, and that you will be experiencing Pluto as an initiator to transform and to empower you ultimately. Though what we're seeing is that things oftentimes have to collapse or have to, you know, die or change or change form in order for there to be the empowerment that takes place. But it is also very much about bringing the shadow to light. Pluto is always about bringing the shadow to light whenever possible, wherever possible. And so there's many aspects of how Pluto will do that. In Capricorn, the shadow aspects, as I've mentioned, are around the operating manual, around how things happen in this middle world reality, how we have set that up for ourselves. Capricorn also connects to, we could say the true essence of Capricorn hasn't been what we've experienced in hierarchical, patriarchal culture in the last few thousand years. The essence of Capricorn really is just about the form, what the structure is, and how that structure can be sustainable. Does it grow corn? Is it something that can be sustained and for the generations to come? And in fact, those who have strong Capricorn on their chart, they're the ones who are intended to take into consideration every action, every decision that is made in relationship to the generations to come, not just for today, not just for, you know, some kind of gratification or satisfaction or profit at the expense of the earth and the expense of the people, other people, but ultimately the sustainability of what it is that's being done and how things are being managed and run. So governments run, and you know, in this healthier Capricorn way would be taking into consideration the generations to come. The way that farming is done, the way that the education is done, the way that relationships are done, the way that business is done, and particularly the way that business is done, would be in consideration of the generations to come and in preservation of the earth and sustainability and all of that. That has not been the case. And so what we're seeing is the collapsing of those forms, and also bringing to consciousness or to awareness greater understanding of what has been done that has not been sustainable, that has not been in the best interest of the people. The way that drugs have been allowed on the market that really aren't safe, certain companies have been able to create genetically modified foods that are not safe and have never been tested and have been creating all kinds of problems. That is now coming to light. So these are the kinds of things that are coming up into the consciousness. We can see that there's going to be more and more of this continuing disintegration of the forms that do not work, the structures, the systems that do not work. And then ideally, the opportunity to empower the systems that do work, the systems that will be sustainable, that will be supportive to the people. Now, just part of the thing to know is that Pluto initiations do not operate from logic or reason. They really function outside of ordinary reality, and they produce events that are beyond our control. To get our attention, to get us, to that place of really experiencing surrender to whatever it is that no longer is serving the planetary purpose, the soul of the planet, the essence of the planetary purpose, as well as our individual purpose. If we're in an individual Pluto cycle, then the events that happen are designed to produce surrender. So that we realize that we are not really ultimately in control. But when we can surrender fully, we become empowered in ways that we couldn't even imagine. So it is, in a way, going through shamanic death and rebirth. Not necessarily a literal death, but a symbolic death, dying to who we believe ourselves to be. And part of this is really about empowering the elders, the circle of grandmothers, the wise ones, the ones who know how to guide us in creating a more sustainable reality, a more sustainable middle world experience. So anything that is standing in the way of living the planetary purpose and living our soul's purpose, those are the things that will be coming up to be cleared. Now, this is not something that we can necessarily figure out through logic and reason. However, part of the one of the ways to work with this is Pluto really requires us to feel our feelings, to feel the fear, to feel the grief, to feel the pain, to feel whatever it is that needs to be felt so it can be transformed. And if you get a chance to hear the Saturn and Scorpio audio that I did, it's really, in essence, the same thing. Saturn is like Capricorn, and Pluto is like Scorpio. So Saturn and Scorpio in 2012 to 2015 is like Pluto in Capricorn from 2008 to 2024. And so, interestingly, during the time of Pluto's transit through Capricorn, we also have Saturn transiting through Scorpio, magnifying and intensifying this particular intention to go through a shamanic death and rebirth for the entire planet, not just for ourselves, but ourselves personally, but for the entire planet. So being able to go through our own personal process of feeling what we need to feel and grieving the end of a cycle, grieving what is necessary, that is necessary to die at this particular time. Grief is a part of the transitional process. And even when we're going to better things, and even when perhaps we're happy that we're going to be experiencing things in a new way, and that there is this shamanic death and rebirth process going on, it's still important to be attuned to any grief that may be coming up. And in fact, that can be one of the places we can tune into the greatest ecstatic life force energy when we allow ourselves to go into that place. So Pluto is, in a way, initiating planet Earth. Capricorn is an Earth sign. So it is an initiation of the literal Earth element. And all of the structures and forms, the sacred geometry, all of the ways that the Earth is in form now, what is dying and what is being prepared to rebirth, to birth into a new way. What wisdom has been hidden from us? What are the mysteries that have been hidden from us and are now coming to light? Another way to look at Capricorn is to consider the circle of grandmothers. The circle of grandmothers are the wisdom aspect. And in the Iroquois traditions, it was the circle of grandmothers who were always consulted before any major decision was made. And in the setup of the United States Constitution, which borrowed a lot of the Iroquois Confederacy articles of their Confederacy and so on, they were told by the Iroquois that, yes, of course you can use our Constitution, but the thing that you must not forget is to include the circle of grandmothers. And if you do not, you are going to have problems. And of course, guess what they left out? The circle of grandmothers. So one of the gifts of this time is that the mindset, the beliefs, or the, you know, hierarchical patriarchal culture that created the United States Constitution and left out the circle of grandmothers, it is now coming to light. We cannot sustain our reality, our economics, our politics, our government cannot be sustained without the wisdom of the grandmothers, without the wisdom of the elders, without connecting into a higher wisdom in some way. And so we're going to continue to see these structures crumble, disintegrate, dissolve, be shaken up, and ultimately transformed to ultimately be empowered. Whatever it is that needs to die, whatever it is that needs to come to light, will be coming to light during this time. So the ways that we do denial, the ways that we repress and deny what's really going on within ourselves, and within the planet, the planetary initiation. So the people who are in personal Pluto cycles during this time, it's like, well, I don't really care about it anyway. Or, just working as a way to deny, or, you know, any other ways that we can do denial through obsessive, compulsive activities, whether that be exercise or work or relationships or other kinds of distractions that we can create for ourselves, that this isn't something we can figure out with our rational, logical mind. And we also can't necessarily use our will or our strength to change what is happening on the planet. But we can surrender to this process of transformation. We can be open to embracing our feelings, embracing our fears, and allowing this transformational process to take us to a whole new way of being, a more empowered way of being in a personal and collective sense. So the gift of Pluto in Capricorn is that we will come out the other side of this with a whole new way of being in reality. Now, interestingly, the United States was, birthed, we could say the Declaration of Independence took place with Pluto in Capricorn. There is a Pluto in Capricorn return happening for the United States. It won't happen yet for a while because it's later degrees on the U.S. chart. But we could say that, we're already beginning to see as the shadow comes to light, it's like just intensified in terms of the polarization that people are experiencing in terms of the extremes of political points of view and, you know, how to do this, and people just need to take responsibility, and that is true. And in fact, Capricorn would say it is about taking responsibility. But we're all in this together, and we need to take responsibility not only for ourselves but for each other and for the sustainability of all people everywhere, and not just for ourselves. So ultimately, Capricorn would look at how things are sustainable and produce results in a good way. You know, does it grow corn? Does it create a way to sustain everybody's experience on this planet, so that life can be sustained everywhere for everyone in a good way, in an abundant way, in a healthy way, and not just for an elite few, which is really what's happened more recently in our hierarchical patriarchal culture. So that is all in a collapsing mode. And one of the things we do know for sure is that the old structures, the old forms, and the people that have been in charge are desperately hanging on to whatever it is that they can you know, to try to maintain what it is that they have built and created for themselves. But ultimately, it cannot be sustained. It cannot be held on to. So one of the ways to work with this is to look at your own life and the way that you have set up your own life. And is it sustainable? Is it something that is in harmony with the earth? Is it something that would be sustainable for the generations to come? If not, if you're in survival and it's not working for you, then what can you change? In what ways can you come into a greater harmony with the earth? And even if you don't know the answers to those questions, it's important to know that those are the questions that Pluto and Capricorn is intended to answer. So so being willing to take responsibility for how you create your life, for how you feel your feelings. And, you know, part of the thing that can hold us back is when we have repressed and denied feelings, as I spoke about in the Saturn in Scorpio audio at great length. So I highly recommend going and listening to this, that in conjunction with this, because ultimately giving ourselves permission to really feel and bring up the depths of feelings, the depths of grief, the anger, betrayal, hurt, whatever it is, and allowing that to be expressed and released from our physical being, Capricorn having to do with the earth, the physical beingness of things, that opens up the space for us to be empowered in ways that we can't really even imagine right now. So the ultimate intention of Pluto and Capricorn isn't to empower new sustainable structures that support everyone in living their divine purpose in fulfillment of the divine purpose of the earth. Okay.